trust. Malchus trust b'fnei abayis shloishim v'yavoshono. Like right after,
it means the kingdom of Pras was still going on during the first 34 years after the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash, or the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni.
V'yavoyim shona. Rashi says it means bizman habayis, means boy the bonui liyache shivono kurish, after kurish built it, nimshcha machusoy shloishim v'yavoshono. They still stayed in existence, Pras, for 34 years. Then Malchus Yovan took over then, b'fnei Abayis, Meyo Shmoinim Shona. They ruled for 180 years after that. Then Malchus Chashmenoi took over, b'fnei Abayis, Meyo Vishalash. They were there in existence for 103 years. And Malchus Beis Hurdis, they took over after Chashmenoi. They were also Meyo Vishalash, 103. So Mikan V'elach after this, Seve Choshev Kamishonim Achach Ruben Abayis.
Like, in other words, now you keep history, you want to keep the cheshbon, you say the year is, this is the amount of years after the churban of the Beis Hamikdash. And like the Gemara will say later, this is the Tana that keeps the cheshbon from the Beis Hamikdash, churban of Beis Hamikdash. Now the Gemara's Alma, what do we see? That the Messiah was shish heaven. Really, it was 206 years of the ruling of Rome. The Yartamat, and you're telling me, Meyu Shemenim have, it's only 180 years, the ruling of Rome.
6 years was really the reign of the Romans also. So why do we say it's only 180 years? It should be 206 years, it should be. So where's the question? Alma Mosor Vishus Heaven. It was 206. Because before we had that the Romans took over from the Greeks, they won over the Greeks. Rashi says, Kaisim Kurban Abayis Poshta, the Omer Liel, the Roimim of Yisrael, not Luyachar Amalkus Miyavonim. We had before they made a treaty, the Jews and the Romans, and they won over the Yavonim. So the Yavonim ended at 206 years before the Kurban Abayis. So that's when Rome took over. So why do you say it's only 180 years? It should be 206 years. So that's the question. Viyarta Matan, you're telling me before it's only Meyo Shmoinimevi, it's only 180. So my answer is true. Ella, I'll tell you, Esrim Vishis Shonim, the first 26 years, Komu B'Yamunasayhu, they had the Yisrael. The first 26 years we had before, that's when the Romans made the treaty with the Jews, and they stayed peacefully one with another. So we're not including that first 26 years. But the Murim, what he meant to say, 180 years, Poshto, means even over Yisrael. When did the Romans start to rule even over the Jews? That started 180 years before the Churban Abayis. Everything comes up very good. It's true, they really started their rule, their reign, at 206 years before the Churban. Just the first 26 years, they were peaceful with the Jews, we did not include that. But kind of meant to say 180 years when they were pushed over the Jews. They did not work, they did not make the Jews work for them. They did not mishtab them, enslave them. So the Yam Tulachi, therefore, like a Choshevlu. Therefore, we do not include this in the Cheshbin. Yeah. Now, Kishaposhtu Malchus Harashah Al Yisrael. Therefore, the Cheshbin, when did the Romans take over, even to rule over the Jews? That was 180 years before the Churban Abayis. The Omer HaPapa, Itoya Haitana. If a Tana makes a mistake in this Cheshbin, how he counts the years, for Loyoda Proti, he does not know the amount of years. So it's the 10, 20, 10, 11, 12, 13 years. He misses the in-between years. Kamehevei is l'shayla l'safrei. He can ask the Sefer. A Sefer has a different cheshbon, we'll soon see, how they count the years after the Churban Abayis. L'safrei, those are the people that wrote down, Rashi says, l'sefer ha-kaisav gittin, ushtaris, shumayna l'malchus yovan. They kept the years from the time that Yovan ruled. K'diyom l'kamon, b'goylein moynim el l'malchus yovan. They used to count from the time when Yovan took over. They did not count at the beginning, really, when they started. There were first 6 years that the Greeks only ruled in their place, Elam. After those first 6 years, then the Greeks took over all over. So the Seferim, the people that write scrolls, the people that write documents, they use the year. What year is it now? It's how many years after the Malchus Yavan took over. But the Gemara says later. So therefore, the Tana of the Tana that keeps the Cheshbon of the Churban Abayis, if he made a mistake, he forgot what year we're holding, 1985, 86, 87, doesn't know which year the Prat, the single year it is, he could still make his Cheshbon from the Seferim that make the Cheshbon from Malchus Yavan. How was that? Tomorrow says, Amar Papa, Itoi Hai Tana, for lo yod prot if a Tana that keeps his Cheshbon from the Churban Abayis.
Like the Bryce had just said before,
Lissafri, people that count from the Greek rule, Kamaksiv, how many you have? The Nitfi add on to his Cheshbin, Eskrin Shonen, 20 years, or Mishtakach Lo Lechumre, and will come out, you'll have your Cheshbin, your account, perfect. So Rashi explains, the Nitfi Elayah means Tona Eskrin Shonen, add on 20 years to his Cheshbin. And Yeshua Seifa Prat tells him he has 15 years on his Kalal, Leminyan Yevonim, like from the Greeks took over, it's 511
and 15.
Yesh to Latana Lamed Hey. No, it is 30, 35. If he has 15, you have now the 35th year after the Churban Abayis. Prat Aklol Leminyan Shnei Churban. The Churban means Ket Klema. Chum Cheshvani Yimso, Koygen. Shrei Minyan Asleifa Maskel Shin Pei Shonim Koygen Achurban. Because the Greeks started 380 years before the Churban Abayis. Katana Liel, the Yavan Notlu Malchus L'Seif Lamadal of the Binyan Abayis. They took over the reign 34 years after the Binyan Abayis. And Hoysevelem added on another 6 years that really the Greeks ruled. The first 6 years we don't include, but they ruled 6 years first. So that's 40 years. So it comes out 40 years from the Binyan Abayis. And it, Harait Chilas Minyono L'Seif Mem L'Binyonoi. Daimu Shintei Kredim Churban. Comes out that from the Greeks, it's 380 years before the Churban. So, if you count from the Churban, if you add 20 years onto that, you'll have exactly 400. That's an equal number. So if you want to know the single year you're holding by, like the 100 year, you know. Whether it's the 400, 500, 600, that you know. You're just not sure if it's 5, 6, 7 years after. So keep the Cheshbon from the Greeks. That you know the Greeks were 380 before the Churban. So if you add 20 years onto that, you'll have a 100 number, you'll have 400. So now you know you're only 100 after the Churban Abayis, but you're not sure the exact year. So therefore you can make your Cheshbon. If they have now 720 years, so you know your Cheshbon is 320 years. So you can make your Cheshbon from the years of the Greeks. So I'm going to come again. Itoya Haitan, if you make a mistake, what the prat is, Liyadi Prati, Kam Heve, Lishala Safri, Esther Seifer, Kam Exiv, Venitviolai, you ask for an add-on 20 years to this, or Mishtaka Kolokrum, you find out your Cheshbon. Visimnecha, what's the Simmons, remember this? Zeli Esrim Shon Alechiv Vesecha. The Yaakov said to Lovin, I'm here ready 20 years. Here. Now, what about the opposite way? Itoya Safri, if a Seifer that he keeps the Cheshbon from the Greeks, and that's 380 years before the Churban Abayis, he forgot what exactly year, which year he's holding you now. Doesn't know if it's 35, 36. So Nishana Latana, he could also ask the Cheshbon of the Tana that they keep their Cheshbon from the Churban Abayis. And ask like this, Kama Choshev, what Cheshbon do you have now? You have now, it's 123 years after the Churban Abayis. So I want to know now how many years is that from when the Greeks took over. If so, v'nif tzimnai westrim, just take off 20 years from that. And you'll also be able to find your Cheshbon. The same thing the opposite way. You count from the Churban, which is like 400 from then, so take off 20, that's 380, and that's the way you'll make your Cheshbon. So if they have now, it's 65 years, it's 365, so you have to take off 20, and you'll have your Cheshbon of 45 years. V'simnecha, what's your simin? Safra Vitsira, the Sefer has to take off, minus, and Tana, Tzaisva, the Tana's Cheshbon you have to add. If you want the Tana's Cheshbon, you have to add 20. If you want the Sefer's Cheshbon, you have to minus 20. Screw is teaching us history here, how to keep the Cheshbon. Tana Dvei Elio, the Elio's taught us like this, Sheish Alfim Shon Hevi, Toilam, this world will be in existence for 6,000 years. Shnei Alfim Toyu, the first 2,000 years is called Tov, empty, Ledik, because there was no Torah yet. Shnei Alfin, the second 2,000 years, Torah. That's the years of Torah, of the learning of the Torah. Shnei Alfin, the last 2,000 years, that's already the time when Yemosha Mashiach. That's the time the Mashiach could come. He could come during the last 2,000 years. Now, Babinaseinu, in our lifetime we're holding right now, Sherabu Yotzim Hem, a lot of years went by already of this last 2,000 years. And we know we don't have too much to go. Is Mao Sheyotzim Hen Shnei Alpayim Torah. Ma Sheyotzim Hen. You're right, right. Sherabu Yotzim Hen, Ma Sheyotzim Hen, right. What left already. Now, Shnei Alfim Torah Miyei Messiah. When do we start keeping the Cheshbin, the second 2,000 of Nesina Satorah? You name if you want to tell me, Mimatan Torah, we'll start counting from Har Sinai when we receive the Torah on Shavuos. Ad Hashta Leka Kulehai. From that time, we don't have that much. In other words, it's more than 2,000 years of creation was Matan Torah. So the Cheshbin will not stim then to say that the second 2,000 is when the Zman of Torah started. His Matan Torah was much later than that. The Chimainis Bahu
Shrei Alfi Uproti Tehevei Alfa Hu Tehevei. The Bas Giras. In other words, it's over 2,000 years. It's 2,000 and somewhat years by the time the Nesinas Torah was Matan Torah. So how could there be the second 1,000 years started Matan to start of the Torah? So Marin says Ela Rather. You know when the time starts from the pasuk of Neyes HaNefesh Asher Osa B'Choron. When Avram Avinu started to teach Torah, the nefesh that he made in Choron, we learned that at that time the Avram, the Hishos, at that time Avram Avinu was Bar Chamishin Otatan Hevi. He was 52 years old. So the soul came Mebotzron. How much are we left over? Midetoni Toni Arbo Neyo V'Yaboim V'Timnin Shon in Heaven. In other words, Matan Torah was 448 years into the 3,000 year. Says so. Kimainizbu, if you count, to look into this cheshbon now, from Mehan Nefesh Asherosh HaBachorin at Matan Torah, from the time when Avraham Avinu did this action of Nefesh Asherosh HaBachorin until Matan Torah, it comes out that period of time is exactly Arba Meya V'Yaboyim V'Timna, 448 years, Shonen Hevi, it's exactly 448 years. So therefore, if you're telling me now that Matan Torah was into the 3,000, 448 years, so very good. Take it back now from the time of Avraham Avinu, which was 448 years before that, so that's exactly the end of the 2,000 years of creation, and that's when starting now the second 2,000 years, that's called the Zaman of Torah.
Yeah, now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Papa, Itoye Tana, if the Tana that wants to keep a Cheshbin from when the 2,000 years of Yemei HaMashiach starts, in other words, when does it finish the second 2,000 years of Yemei HaTorah? Then it starts the last 2,000 years of Yemei HaMashiach, that the Tana said already, that Babinaseinu Sherabu Yotzum Hem Mashi Yotzum Hem, that some years passed by already. So if you want to know like how many years passed by already, V'lo Yoda Prote, Kam Heve, you forgot, you made a mistake exactly how many years. In other words, the 100th year, you know, but you don't know if it's 11, 12, 13, the single years you forgot. So if you want to keep a cheshbin, l'shayla l'safra, you could also ask the seifrim that they keep the cheshbin from the Malcha Yovan, that's 380 years before the Churban Habayis. Kama, find out what year it is according to that cheshbin. And kama, ksiv, how many years they have. Now, v'nitfayu olayu, arboyim v'timnin, you have to add to that cheshbin 48 years, v'mishkachach le'le kumrayu, and then you'll be able to find your cheshbon that you want, your year you're holding in. Now the cheshbon of this 48 years is like this. Like, the seifrim, they count from the beginning of Malchus Yavon, which was 380 years before the Churban Habayis. Now according to our cheshbon, when does it end? The 2,000 years of Torah? That's 172 years, Rashi says, after the Churban Habayis. So really it comes out from when the time of Yemei HaMashiach start, from the time the Seifrim start counting, there's a difference of 552 years. Because we are counting now 172 years after the Churban Habayis. That's when it starts the third pair of 2,000 years, the Yemei HaMashiach years, and their Sefer from accounting 380 years before the Churban HaBayis. So that's 552 years difference. Now, if you want to know the protein, so what you have to do is 552, like it's 52 in the... It's 52. So if you add now 48 years, they'll make it 200, they'll make it to 600. So if you add 48 years to the cheshbin that the seifim are counting, they'll make it exactly 600 years earlier from your cheshbin. So if you add 48 years, then you know exactly how many years you're holding. Like, you know that 600 years before you. Now, again, we're saying now you know it's, let's say, 100 years or 200 years into the Yemei HaMashiach. You just do not know how many single years there are. So that's this cheshbin. Add 48 to the cheshbin of the seifrim, and that will come out to 100, and then you know what you're holding in your cheshbin. The Gemara says, v'simnecho, what's the simon to remember this? The simnecho, the simon is, yimushmoin ir, aboy mushmoin ir,